in a line of over 150 women stretched across the Minnesota Vikings facility, there are nerves, hope, and restless anticipation.
I'm more excited than nervous right now.
Just want to have fun and that remember that we love to dance.
It's the anticipation right now.
For dozens of women trying to achieve their dreams and become a Minnesota Vikings cheerleader, this Sunday is the biggest day of the year.
Being a part of something so big, it changes you. It makes it, it has an impact on you and your life. And what I understand for the most part is that that's an amazing transformation that can happen for people. I've had lots of girls, in fact, just even the last week or two that are alumni that this time of year realize tryouts are happening. And I'm so blessed that they'll come back and they'll say, oh, I'm always reminded about my experience this time of year because I went through tryouts and I wouldn't be who I am now if I wouldn't have been a part of the team. And to think that this has helped transform them because I look at them and I see them as such amazing women that we were able to be a part of that process is really cool.
The day starts with a line of hopefuls and ends with just 52 finalists all vying for one of the 35 available spots on the team.
There's so many things going into today. It's an exhausting day. It's a long day. It's fun. It's nerve-wracking. But at the end of the day, everything is worth it. You know, you're never going to have this experience again. I've done open auditions before, but I've never done open auditions for the 2013 season. So it's exciting, and it's just a good day to take in your surroundings and really appreciate where you are in your life.
Basically, today's the day. If they want to be a part of the 2013 team, they have to be here today. And so we have about 150 girls that we're going to be looking at, and of those ladies, we will put them through rounds of elimination. They're all fantastic, and so we have to try to decide how do we narrow it down based on their dance style, their flexibility, their showmanship, all of the different elements that go into being the performer of being a Minnesota Vikings cheerleader. That's what we're focusing on today. Then tomorrow, we'll go into working on their interviewing skills and their public speaking ability. Then we'll go into our training camp phase, and for 2 weeks we'll be not only preparing for our semifinal show and our final audition show at the Mall of America, but then we'll also be getting a chance to see how do they manage the schedule? How do they handle the stress of doing this on an ongoing basis? How do they take critiques? Do they apply them? Are they able to respond? And a couple days later, we can really see that they've made those changes. How do they work with each other in a team setting? And then we put on our two big shows at the end, kind of have a showdown of the physical fitness, the talent, and the stage presence that the ladies will need to be representatives of the team.
The nerves are high as the hopefuls go from learning a routine to minutes later having to perform in front of the judges.
After the first cut, it's more excitement and having a little more fun with it. Then you start to realize the kind of the pace of the day, and then you just have to pace yourself because it's a long day and you really have to just keep up your energy. It's really what it's all about. And just smile the whole time, make sure you're on and just having fun with it.
The 24 veterans hoping to come back for 2013 get to skip the morning session. They'll begin their quest for a spot on the roster with experience and knowledge on what it takes to be an MVC. But there are no guarantees for any of them.
We have 35 open spots. Everybody's starting at square one. Nobody has an advantage, and it's fair game. So they're all competing for those positions.
It's a day of no guarantees. All the veterans come. We miss round one. We do get a bye for round one. But as soon as round two starts, we're on a clean slate with everybody else.
As the day continues, the pressure builds for both rookies and veterans, with every move and action being closely watched by the judges. And with it comes tough choices on who stays and who goes home.
Does anybody have a yes for her?
I just put she's just okay, and she's soft, and she's almost there.
But with so many worthy candidates trying out this year, the decisions by the judges won't be easy.
Oh my gosh, we have so many great candidates this year. It's really, it's going to be a super tough decision. And part of it is that we knew we had great veterans returning. We knew we had some great training program girls coming in. And now all these other girls walked in the door, and it's just made it even that much harder. So I don't know how we're going to decide, but we have to. So let's do it.